This is the Seabed Daily Text. The 11 most important words of prayer. John 17, 6 to 10. I have revealed to you those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know everything that you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. Consider this. Let's remember John 17 is a prayer. It is easy to sidestep this fact in pursuit of learning other dimensions of what Jesus said here. Jesus was a person of prayer. He did not have a prayer life. Rather, he lived before us a life of prayer. This is the transition we must make from a prayer life that fits neatly into our compartmentalized days to a life of prayer that flows in unceasing ways, captivating our consciousness and ever charging our imaginations with the power and possibilities of God in this world. It is to this end that we must immerse ourselves in the life of Jesus. We are his apprentices, and there is so much to learn. As I count them, we have 9 distinct recorded prayers from Jesus in the Gospels. By my count, this one from John 17, commonly referred to as Jesus' high priestly prayer, is number 6 of 9. The final 3 are his prayers from the cross. I call this one the Lord's Prayer. And for obvious reasons, the one we commonly call the Lord's Prayer, I call the Disciples' Prayer. My big takeaway about prayer from John 17 this time around comes from these words embedded in verse 10 of today's text. Brace for impact. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. Oh my goodness, did you hear that? All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. Is not all of the essence and ethos of prayer itself captured in 11 words? In fact, can we henceforth refer to this text in a kind of shorthand symbol for our lives of prayer? Indeed, for our lives, period. Let us call it 11. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. But, you say, this is Jesus talking to his Father. This is their relationship, not ours. To that I say, no, Jesus is talking to our Father, and he wants for us to have the same relationship with our Father as he does. In fact, he brings us on the inside of his relationship with the Father. Reread John 15 and you will see the logic clearly. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. These 11 words must find their way into the depths of our praying heart and mind. What if I brought these words to the fore of every prayer? What if these words became my simple, everyday, walking around, breathing prayer? All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. Oh my goodness, are you grasping the comprehensive vastness of this? This is like a wedding vow, only spoken to the God of heaven and earth. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. Aren't those words crying out for a melody? Chris Tomlin, if you're listening, and I know you listen to the Daily Text from time to time, I want you to write a song around these words. It's called 11. The prayer, Abba Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. We say with him, all I have is yours, and all you have is mine. Come, Holy Spirit, and emblazon these words on our hearts until they are our heart's cry. Help me to grasp this and to understand what in me fights against deeply believing it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions, number one, all I have is yours. Is this really something you can say to God without reservation? Number two, all you have is mine. Do you really believe this? And number three, are you ready to weave these words, this prayer, into your life of prayer? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.